Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It's great we have this opportunity to gather in this lovely space and to hear what may be for you a story you've heard many times. Maybe you're hearing it for the first time. You're very welcome. And it's a particular pleasure this year that we're having the service recorded by Hospital Radio, which hopefully will bring some cheer to people in the bedside. So you're all very, very welcome. Welcome also to Steve Collinson and local friends from local churches who have come to sing with us this afternoon. Now, speaking as a Methodist minister, I think you won't expect me to gloss over things. When I look back on 2023, it seems to me it's been a year like any other. We have much to celebrate. As a team, we're particularly delighted that our co-senior chaplain, Imam Saqib Ahmed, has achieved a distinction in his MA with a particularly groundbreaking piece of work on Islamic perspectives on end-of-life care. And speaking personally, for me it's been a particular joy this year working with our internationally educated colleagues. It's also been a year, we won't gloss over it, in which there has been much to lament. You may think about the catastrophic events leading up to the conviction of Lucy Letby, or you may think about any one of the 34 wars unfolding at the moment as we gather here, including the horrific bloodshed in Palestine, Israel. So as I say, for some of you this will be a familiar story, and for some you may be hearing it for the first time. I want to suggest that as we listen to the story, we almost let the story read us. Because when we open ourselves to this story, we're going to find that it reassures us that ultimately God's purposes of justice and peace and hope do triumph. So we begin with our first carol, and then after that the service will proceed unannounced.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Thank you. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Yeah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world he was made through him. But the world did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
As we rest secure that ultimately the light does chase away the darkness, you're all very welcome to join us for mince pies and coffee. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit rest and remain upon us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.